This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The state health department says a new COVID-19 variant is already present in Colorado. One case of the Omicron variant known as BA2 was found late last month in the Denver metro area. The variant is a mutation of the COVID-19 strain that has caused our recent surge, but the new strain is still being analyzed to figure out if it's significantly different from the original variant. In our latest numbers, 1,201 new cases were reported in El Paso County in the most recent 24-hour reporting period, along with 8 more deaths. El Paso County authorities believe we have likely peaked, with that peak coming January 12th, on which day we had 12,845 new COVID cases for the week. Pueblo County, in the most recent 24 hours, having 172 new cases and 9 more dead. 35 new cases reported in Teller County, 216 new cases reported in Fremont County. The Colorado Springs City Council has approved a rate cut for Colorado Springs utilities customers. The council voted unanimously to approve the proposed reduction. Utility officials say prices for natural gas have gone down, being impacted by the weather patterns.
Luckily, I'm happy to report, primarily driven by, as Calsoom was just indicating, warmer than expected weather, not only regionally, but really across the continental U.S. For much of December, and really October, November, and December have all been above average temperature for the U.S.
Utility official Scott Shirola says that's led to better wholesale prices on gas and electricity. Meanwhile, the rate reduction goes into effect next month if given approval, and the average residential customer is expected to see a decrease of about $15 in their monthly bills. New Colorado Springs City Councilwoman Stephanie Fortune wants District 3 voters to give her a chance. She says she won't just rubber stamp Mayor John Souther's proposals, but likes the fact the City Council and Mayor's office get along.
It is amazing what the council and the mayor have done together in the last several years. We are rated the top city in so many surveys and publications and things like that. We are a successful city.
Fortune was sworn in Monday, replacing Richard Scorman. Two people were injured in a crash in Colorado Springs last night. The fire department says a vehicle caught fire following the crash at East Uinta Street and North Union Boulevard. Firefighters had to free two people from the burning vehicle before they could be treated. One person was listed in critical condition. Police believe that speed and impairment are possible factors in the crash. A former Manitou Springs high school teacher and soccer coach is being charged with child sex assault. Fourth judicial prosecutors told a judge yesterday Matthew Barton abused the child from 2007 to 2009. Barton turned himself in earlier this month. He'll appear in court next in March. A debate over whether to annex part of Fountain to Colorado Springs hit a snag last night. KRDO's Jessica Grunling with that.
Last night, the Fountain City Council voted to table the decision for 90 days, saying they're still on the fence about it. The property is just south of Squirrel Creek Road, and it's been sitting untouched for 8 years now. The developer, La Plata Communities, played a big role in developing the Briargate area and had hopes that Fountain would pay for some of the water needed to build up the Cane Ranch property. Since the city has been unable to supply the water, the developer wants out and says the city of Colorado Springs will take them on. The property was originally annexed into Fountain in 2008, but a lot has changed since then. Fountain officials say they're facing unprecedented water demands and didn't see this coming.
That was Jessica Grunling reporting. A 9-year-old from Florissant is setting the world of TikTok on fire after going viral with her fashion designs that she creates, sews, and models herself in mini video runway shows.
I wanted to be a fashion designer since I was like 4, and I've been sewing off and on since I was like 5 years old.
It was just really interesting to see how her mind worked. I would just hand her a piece of fabric, and within an hour, she would have this beautifully designed piece. Because I thought it was so unique, I thought it was worth sharing.
Kaya Aragon has been making a dress a day for the past couple of weeks, and her mom, Tanya, created an account on TikTok, which now has amassed thousands of likes and responses, as well as high-profile notice from designer Vera Wang. Lil Kaya is not quite ready to jet off to Milan or Paris just yet, but will keep creating as inspiration strikes.
Gradually turning mostly sunny this morning across the Pikes Peak region, hitting about 41 degrees in Colorado Springs today. 44 in Pueblo, but a cold front swinging on through the state for our Thursday morning. We'll be dropping temperatures again and bringing more snow chances. Now, this isn't looking like an event that'll drop a whole lot of accumulation in Colorado Springs for our Thursday, but enough for some slick roadways and temperatures into the high 20s. Thankfully, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, nothing but sunshine and in the high 40s and 50s. From the Storm Track 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.